In April of 2017, Tiger Woods announced he had undergone the fourth operation on his back in a little more than 2 years. At the time, Woods had not played in a major tournament in more than 18 months. He mostly wanted to play with his two children or sit long enough to eat dinner at a restaurant without discomfort. He didn't know whether he would play high-level golf again. Woods' victory Sunday at the Masters has endorsed the possibilities of modern back surgery. More from Adam Kilgore, national sports reporter at the Washington Post. Adam, take us through this.
Tiger Woods had a surgery in April of 2017. At that point, all he really wanted was quality of life. You know, there was a chance that the surgery would have given him a chance to play competitive golf again, but mostly he was looking to, like, you know, be healthy enough and pain-free enough to sit down and eat a meal at a restaurant without having his back hurt so much, or to play with his kids. And so he had the surgery, and he had tried three operations all in the calendar year of 2015 to get that fixed. As a last resort, surgeons went in there, removed the disc, fused those two vertebrae together to basically make one bone. All that is what happened in Tiger Woods' back 2 years ago. And you're not supposed to be able to play in the Masters or win the Masters after you have something like that done. I mean, you know, a lot of people, just regular folks can have that surgery and go play golf again once or twice a week, you know, if you're a recreational type of golfer. But to play golf at that level with those swing speeds, with that much torque on your back, four days in a row at the highest level in the world, it's basically something that a lot of doctors I spoke with, or I should say every doctor I spoke with, said they would not have thought was possible before Tiger Woods went and did it on Sunday.
All right, so the fusion surgery, as you referred to, was the last resort. How come that wasn't done first, say, to save him three other surgeries?
Yeah, great question, and I definitely talked to doctors about that. And the reason is basically those first steps, there's a better chance that when you go and do those operations are all called discectomies. Those are smaller surgeries that don't affect the basic anatomy in your spine, and that gives athletes a better chance to return to their sports, especially, you know, a sport like baseball or golf, where there's a lot of rotational impact in the action that you're doing. So basically the reason that doctors didn't want to do the fusion surgery first is because, one, it's a more involved operation, and, you know, no matter what the surgery is, there's always risks that come with it, so they didn't want to do that. And two, in this specific surgery, there was a belief that once they did that, that was going to be most likely the end of Tiger Woods' career as, like, a high-level, championship-level PGA golfer. And obviously, through sheer will, through a really good surgeon, a really good rehab plan, Tiger overcame and obliterated those odds.
We're speaking with Adam Kilgore, national sports reporter at the Washington Post. He's written a piece entitled, Tiger Woods' Return from Back Surgery is a Medical Marvel. Anybody say, jokingly or not jokingly, that this type of successful fusion surgery on Tiger Woods might open the door for all weekend hackers?
Well, I actually asked that question to all the doctors I spoke with, which basically, so if you know the average Joe or Jane who likes to play golf but has a bad back is watching Tiger, you know, what's the message they should take? And they all said, you know, one, you know, this should destigmatize back surgery in one way, where, you know, I think a lot of people hear horror stories about, you know, when back surgeries go wrong, which those do exist, and they think they should never go under the knife if they have a bad back. And, you know, Tiger is sort of a nice counterexample to show, like, you know, this can really improve your quality of life. I mean, you're not going to win the Masters, but you can definitely live a normal life at the very least if you have back surgery. However, they caution that this is not like a quick fix, or, you know, shouldn't be considered a first option by any means. But, you know, most people with back pain can get back to that sort of, like, normal, healthy, quality standard of living, mainly through therapy, through weight loss, rigorous but, you know, gentle rehab. Mm-hmm. If not, they wouldn't recommend back surgery unless you first go through a lot of other steps with a lot of, you know, highly qualified people first. But, you know, what is interesting, though, is that the fusion surgery that Tiger had, it's not like, you know, a cutting edge or experimental type of surgery. It's the kind of thing where if you've got, you know, some good health insurance from your employer and you need it, you can probably get it. So it's not something that is only available to, you know, rich, wealthy athletes. This is something that is somewhat routine as far as back surgeries go, even for the general population.
Thanks, Adam. Adam Kilgore, national sports reporter at The Washington Post.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.